Blog Talk Radio.
People say I'm crazy, doing what I'm doing. They give me all kinds of warnings. Save me from ruin. When I say that I'm okay, well, they look at me kind of strange. But surely you're not happy now, you no longer play the game. Ah, people say I'm lazy, dreaming my life away. Well, they give me all kinds of advice, designed to enlighten me. Tell them that I'm doing fine, watching the shadows on the wall. Oh, don't you miss the big time, boy, you're no longer on the ball. I'm just sitting here making the wheels. No longer riding on the merry-go-round. I just have to let it go. People asking questions, lost in confusion. Well, tell them there's no problem, only solutions. Well, they shake their heads and they look at me as if I've lost my mind. I tell them there's no hurry, I'm just sitting here doing time. I'm just sitting here watching the wheels. I really love to watch them roll. No longer riding on the merry-go-round. I just have to let it go.
And good Friday evening, everybody. Welcome to episode 100 of And Now for Something Completely Different, a CAB Family Enterprises show. CAB is a company my lovely wife and I formed in March and April of 2014. Can't believe we're heading on 3 years old for CAB. Things are getting better. Business is growing, not by leaps and bounds, but a little bit. We had a $400 plus sales weekend last week. Weekend between eBay sales and live in-person sales. And speaking of live in-person sales, this week we will be at the Bergenfield High School at the JC Promotions Flea Market in Bergenfield, New Jersey. We're going to be highlighting Valentine stuff and generally inexpensive merchandise and whatever else I can fit in our big car, which is my mom's Chevy Oveo, as my wife's car is still under repair for the fact that she had been hit going into her sister's driveway, but I'll talk more about that. That her car is what I jokingly refer to as our luxury car. We have three small cars, and hers is technically the largest in space and room and size. So it's been a long time since I've had a opportunity to chat with you folks. Been really hectic between sales and getting prepared for the end of the year. So today's topic is God is crying. It's been an ugly day here in Cab Family headquarters and the neighborhood, and it's been an ugly day in Washington, D.C. as tears are falling from the sky. It's overcast. And as of today, the office of President of the United States is officially vacant. There is no one occupying the office, and that will remain so until such time as someone who is legitimately representing the American people occupies that office, and also the office is occupied by someone who does not look like Frankenstein's monster. So there will be no more references to any quote-unquote president or leader. You may hear terms like usurper. You may hear terms like the fraud. You may hear terms like the jackass, the moron, the idiot. You may hear terms like the tyranny of the minority. You may hear terms of good to be a backbencher again. Haven't been a backbencher in a long time, and being a backbencher is so much fun. You do not know how much fun being a backbencher is, because when you're a backbencher, you're never responsible for anything. It's always the other guy's fault. Yeehaw! Been looking forward to this for a long time. So those guys in Washington, those conservatives, those frauds, those rapists, those immoral, sanctimonious bastards. It's so much fun being a backbencher. Yes, indeed it is. Don't blame me. And I may change that picture. I may change that picture for the show. I think it's time to change it from the "Did you wipe?" to the "Don't blame me." So I think I'll probably do that in the very near future. So for the moment, until I come back, let's hear a song. Let's start off with George Harrison. Blood from a Clone. They was the blood from That was George Harrison and Blood from a Clone. And let's play one more. And before I engage in some more chatter. And, well, you know, another one from George. Because we've got some nuts in the House of the People. In fact, it's become a Cracker Box palace.
We've been expecting you. You bring such joy in Cracker Box Palace. No matter where you roam, no one loves you.
Grabbing some videos on YouTube, and of course I took Cracker Box Palace and tweet. That's the segment. Tweet. What is it that we reply to the usurper? Yes, the usurper is the man occupying what used to be called the White House, but is now known as Cracker Box Palace, where Mr. Greif resides. So Kelly Kenny posted, rioters in D.C. injuring police. Meanwhile, Louisiana officer was shot and killed this morning. Horrible. We need to come together as a country. With the tyranny of the minority in place, there will not be unity. Give us our country back. Sound familiar, Cons? Sound familiar, Cons? The usurper posted about the forgotten. And I replied to the usurper, they will disappear as you turn the White House into Cracker Box Palace. CNN posted, the usurper and his usurperess dance at the floor in their second inaugural ball of the night. I posted, who? Who? And to the usurper, to vile human scum, God is crying. The people have no control. We are ruled by tyranny of the minority. God is crying. The usurper says, should I keep the Twitter going? Oh, it's from CNN. At Real Usurper. Why not you quit? Tweet, 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 tweet. 217 inauguration protesters arrested. Welcome to Trumpistan, where evil rules. Where evil rules. To the usurper, you will bring nothing but pain. God was crying today. Usurper. Tweet, 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 tweet. So let's head over to Blog Talk. And of course, we could not have this kind of a segment. Now, we could not have this kind of a show for the 100th episode of And Now for Something Completely Different without this, without the classic song, Warren Zevon.
Trouble waiting to happen. I turn on the news.
So I cannot wait. They picked today to announce the start date of episode 5 or season 5 of House of Cards, May 30th, 2017. Let's see if we can take a listen to the video. I don't know if you'll be able to hear it. Let me see. I can't hear the video. Boy, House of Cards is back. And Frank and Claire are taking a drink. She's smoking a cigarette. And toast, and she's smoking a cigarette. And they toast again. And they toast again. And toast again. It looks like it's in a repeat cycle. They just keep toasting. Toast again. Toast again. Toast again. Toast again. House of Cards is back on May 30th, 2017. And I am sure that this will be hilarious. And that we will see lots and lots of fun poked on that. Doesn't Alec Baldwin play a great usurper? It's the most impressive imitation of a political figure in a long, long, the mannerisms. You ever notice how the asshole can't talk without moving his hands? How he has to make these gestures that make you think he's talking chopped speech. Of course, you pay no attention to his words because your eyes are so focused on his hand movement. What an idiot. What a moron. What morons we have in this country that voted for him. Let's see. Breitbart News. It's not news. Breitbart, they are all coming to take you away. Oh ho. Hee hee. The nice young men in their clean white suits take Breitbart. Breitbart. Away. Away. Take Breitbart away. Away, away, away. Let's see if I take that out. So here's my tweet to the frauds that are Breitbart. Breitbart, they are coming to take you away. Ho, ho, hee, hee. The nice young men in their clean white suits take Breitbart away. And the problem with Twitter is you only got 140 characters. Never enough. Never, never. You know, there was some moron who was talking about sentence structure on Twitter. What the hell are you talking about? There's 140 characters. You can't even write a full sentence other than duh. So the usurperess wears Kate Middleton's favorite color. You guys see this picture. Oh, God, he looks like a moron. He's which way did he go, George? Which way did he go? Oh, my God. This country has gone to hell. Conservatives have lost their collective mind. Not that they had one in the first place, but absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. Not that they weren't insane before, but now they've just gone off the deep end. Off the deep end. So let's head on over to the Blog Talk studio. You know, with Frankenstein's monster in the Cracker Box Palace, one might think this was Halloween.
Us and you will see this our town of Halloween.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
Pumpkins scream in the middle of the night.
This is Halloween. Everybody make a scene.
Trick or treat.
Tell your neighbors on your diaphragm.
It's so cool.
Everybody scream.
It's the moon Halloween.
I am the one hiding under your bed. Teeth ground sharp and eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding under your stairs. Like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home. Everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
In this town, don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the next surprise.
Round that corner and hiding in the trash can. Something's waiting at the pumpkin. How you feel?
This is Halloween.
Halloween. So, Washington, D.C. will be Halloween every single day. Yes, sir. Yes, boys and girls. So, let me talk a little bit about CAB for a few moments. We have up at the CAB a eBay store some Valentine's Day merchandise. Some really cute little stuff. So let me find the eBay browser, and here we go. And so there's some mom heart necklaces for your mom for Valentine's Day. There is, I've got to find them. Where are they? little bears. I need to see the little bears. Burton and Burton, be my Valentine bear, and Burton and Burton plush Valentine bear. It's the plush Valentine bears are $5.25. They're a white bear with a, you know, those little tarts thing that had sayings on them. So they're holding things like that that say "Be mine." It's a great deal at $5.25 if you're in the area. Stop on by at the Bergenfield High School in Bergenfield, New Jersey. We also have little bears in a box, in their own little box, and they're, I believe they're priced at $4.50 if my computer slows down, or speeds up, I should say, not slow down. Burton and, yep, Burton and Burton, Be My Valentine, Little White Bear in a box, little box, $4.50. Again, if you're in the northern New Jersey area, stop by Bergenfield High School. We also have some bendable roses, which are not up on the eBay site. They're $2.99 each. We have them in red. And then we have limited numbers of pink, purple, and yellow. Last week at the Garfield Boys and Girls Club, we sold one set of yellow, red, purple, and then we sold another red one. So it was a good day. It was a very interesting day, especially since it was the first time we really sold some plush, a fair amount of plush. It was a good plan. We had cards. We had Teeny Mates. Teeny Mates are like our number three seller item-wise, and maybe even close to item number two. Outside of our contingent of trading cards and Entertainment Earth merchandise would be the number two. Also, we will be going to the Toy Fair in New York City and meeting some of our current vendors and trying to get appointments with some new vendors. As I said, while we're not a rip-roaring success as a business, it's growing. And considering that the amount of time I spend and invest in it is limited, I am very pleased with the growth that we've had so far at CAB. So that's what's up new with CAB for the moment. Oh, excuse me. Let's play some Mr. Buffett. You know, I said the God was crying. So the weather is here. And I am sure that everyone wishes we had someone beautiful occupying the office. But we only have usurpers. The plane leaves the ground.
Making parts with the stewardess high over long out of sound. She's also spending some time on the island. Too much city madness gives her the blues. They make her day to go dancing and dining. It seems neither has that much to lose. The weather is here. I wish you were beautiful. My thoughts aren't too clear. But don't run away. My girlfriend's a bore. My job is too dutiful. Hell, nobody's perfect. Would you like to play? I feel together today. Well, now that's just the start of a well-deserved overdue bench. Meanwhile, back in the city, certain people are starting to cringe. His lawyers are calling his parents. His girlfriend doesn't know what to think. His partners are studying their options. He's just singing harder and drink. The weather is here. I wish you were beautiful. The skies are too clear. Life's so easy today. The beer is too cold. The daiquiri's too fruitful. No place like home when you're this far away.
So I'm just looking at a tweet from a guy named David Korn that was retweeted by my Facebook friend and a political historian and advisor to Ronald Reagan and Ron Paul, among other things, Bruce Bartlett. He said, Trump said, just said, the rain never came. God was looking down us. Actually, it began raining the minute he started his speech. So true. proof that God was crying. This clown is going to be fodder for so much material. It's going to be unbelievable. He must have an IQ of about 10, although he thinks he's, I'm smart. If I didn't pay any taxes, it's because I'm smart. No, it's because you're a thief, because you're a crook, because you're a criminal, because you're a fraud, but not because you're smart. If you were smart, you would have shut your mouth, you would have kept it quiet. But you're too much of an egotist, too much of a self-centered bastard whose name is in the address book of the operator of the Lolita Island paradise, quote-unquote paradise. This is the most vile man ever to be a politician in this country. We have morons in the middle of the country who voted for him. because they're just plain insane. They're nuts. They've lost their minds. 11 million more Americans voted against this moron than for him. And nobody on the conservative side sees what's wrong with that. He's entering office with 32% popularity, the lowest popularity of any incoming president since they have been doing that polling. Now, this dope, he'll say, oh, the polls were wrong. Trouble is, the polls weren't wrong. They got the numbers pretty close to right. You only occupy or are usurping in that office because of our rigged system, which you acknowledged was rigged. Let me find for you. I'll be back in a minute. I will play you a little song. More George Harrison. This is a George Harrison day. Speaking of nonsense, this song. guess who said this in 2012? The Electoral College is a disaster for America. The Electoral College is a disaster for democracy, for a democracy. Who said that? Just keep that in mind, folks. So we're a little past the halfway point, and you know what? I feel like playing halfway point song. So let me find it. Oh, excuse me. This is what happens when you haven't done a show in a long time. And here we go. Moving right along. Okay, so that was Moving Right Along, and so let's go next as we're tweeting all along. So I posted, who said this? The Electoral College is a disaster for democracy. And my friend Maureen commented, I don't know, Trump? Yep, it was the Donald Trump who said that. And, of course, I have the best Facebook friends. As I winnow out some of the chafe from the lot. It's a very weird experience looking through your Facebook friends list after about 7 or 8 years of building it up, and you go through it and you find at least six or seven people who you can tell are dead because somebody is making some kind of memorialized comment about them. Oh, excuse me. Like they miss their mom. I guess one of these days I should go through the history of Facebook and I, and what is it that I saw today, and I think, was it today or yesterday, on the Facebook memories thing, was something about the game Family Feud and whether people are cheating or not. I can remember that was the first real flame war that I ever got involved in on Facebook about cheating on the game Family Feud. It still dumbfounds me. I'm going to see if I can try to find that in my notifications here. I'm going to look. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, it is so much fun to be back to being a backbencher. It really is. It's just heckling is so much fun. I send this out to all those poor, sad littles who have to deal with the fact that we're now So I'm just looking through some Facebook memories from today, and last year I posted on this day. Well, not last year. It's actually now 2015, the year before, that it was the doctor's birthday. It's Tom Baker was born on January 20th, 1934, making him the ripe young age of 83. He was the doctor. He will always be the doctor. There is no other. Some folks are good, but they aren't the doctor. And of course, also in Betty White's birthday. Let's see. Oh, and I made one of those silly posts that said, I am adopting a monkey. Minky. Oh, here it is. So, I'm going to share this. So here we go. This was the first topic that created a flame war. Facebook. Okay, and then I just want to share this to my Facebook history group, which is called a Facebook A Wild Ride, but there's no members in it right now. I just want this in there. Okay. So, we got 1.5 hour left in this 100th episode of And Now for Something Completely Different, a Cab Family Enterprises show. And as I mentioned before, we're going to be at the Bergenfield High School flea market for JC Promotions. In fact, let me go to JC Promotion page. JC Promotions. Oh, excuse me, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy. I'm tired. They've taken away my alertness medication, and I am struggling every day to keep my eyes open. Oh, look at that. Happy birthday to Cindy. Cindy's a good one. Here it is, 2 days away. Bergenfield. We will be there. And we will be there with Rose Endable Plush Roses and Teddy Bears. Okay. And share to Cab Family Enterprises page. Oh, excuse me, my goodness gracious. This weekend. Okay. So let's take a little look back at the origins of And Now for Something Completely Different. The very first show that I did, actually, it wasn't one that I did. It was one that I scheduled. And it was called this night, sweetie. It was called. Okay. It was originally going to be titled This and That, and that show never made it on the air, and so it sat there until the birth of Cab, and started to dawn on me that I could use Blog Talk Radio to promote the business and to promote my groups on Facebook and activities of my friends on Facebook. And then it just morphed into being about my late buddy Valentino, about the groups on Facebook, about my fantasy baseball, but always at the heart was the sponsorship of my company Cab, and it as a promotional vehicle. And who would have thought when I started the show as a freebie 15-minute vehicle. Boy, was it easy to talk and plan for talking off for 15 minutes versus planning to talk for 2 hours. And, you know, to like today, I'm just doing the show off the cuff, off the top of my head. I had some ideas, but not a lot of time to prepare. I'll tell you a little secret. When you hear me playing a lot of music, sometimes it's because I don't have anything to say or I'm trying to research something. And that is part of the case today. So as I mentioned that, let me head on over to Blog Talk. We've got about 21 minutes according to the clock. Blog Talk gives you a countdown clock. Let's see what we can find here. You know what? Let's play Ready for Confetti.
The best famous science.
thinking about this. I haven't felt this energized in quite some time. It takes sometimes what you oppose as opposed to what you support to get you all fired up. I've always been a backbencher at heart. I think of the two old geezers in The Muppets up in the balcony heckling the show on stage. Well, oh yeah, baby, it is time to be the heckler, because there's no responsibility on the heckler. There's no burden. There's no limits when you're a backbencher, because you're just going na 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 na, or you saw what is so delicious about all of this. Is that after 8 years of ridiculous, insane, idiotic, moronic comments from conservatives, it's time to demonstrate payback is a bitch, a big, nasty, ugly bitch. And, you know, as much as they dished out, they're going to get back tenfold. I already got them whining. Can't you give it a day's rest? Did you? Did you ever give the man a break? Of course they didn't. Of course they didn't. But now, the shoe is on the other foot. Don't blame me. I voted for Bill and Opus. Oh my goodness. Okay. Let's see. Let me make my next post on Facebook today. Survey question. Question. How much of today's event did I watch? So how much of today's events did I watch? That's the survey question. Let's see if you guys can come up with the answer. In the meantime, let me find another song. We're ticking, time keeps ticking into the future. Charlie Daniels.
My younger brother calls me a killer and my daddy calls me a vet. Everybody says I'm someone else and I'm sick and there's no cure. Damned if I know who I am. There was only one place I was sure when I was still in Saigon. Still in Saigon.
Much of a country music fan, but there's some aspects of it that I really like, and that song by Charlie Daniels is certainly one of them. This country rock, but I still have a hard time with that song because I knew a lot of people in that Vietnam era, some cousins who were involved. And it was just such a tragedy. It was unnecessary. Just like what we've got now. Unnecessary and a tragedy. I should find that Bee Gees song. It's a tragedy. It's a tragedy. You know, I know it's past Christmas, but I love this song.
Santa used to like to chuckle. He's always been a belly full of laughs. Sitting in a Santa Claus chair, posing for the photograph. But now he don't laugh so much. In fact, about one third less. Old Saint Nick got a problem. Man, he's in an awful mess. 'Cause he used to go ho, ho, ho. Now he's only going ho, ho.
Uh-oh, where'd the other ho go?
I don't know. Santa's feeling mighty low. He used to do hidey-ho. Now he's only doing hidey.
Uh-oh, where'd the other ho go?
I don't know. Santa lost a ho. Now Santa's been doing his best to get to the Christmas mood. Keeping his little elves happy. He's the number one Christmas dude. But there ain't no joy, 'cause just one toy is missing from Santa's shack. He never had a doll go AWOL. Once he got her in the sack, 'cause he used to go ho, ho, ho. Now he's only going ho, ho.
Uh-oh, where'd the other ho go?
I don't know. But Santa's feeling mighty low. He used to do hidey-ho. Now he's only doing hidey.
Uh-oh, where'd the other ho go?
I don't know. Santa lost a ho.
Thank you.
got two hoes no one would believe. So, oh, Sandy, if you need some cheering, stop by on your way. Jug band going to party all the way to Christmas Day. Just open up your bag of joy, soon you're gonna feel alright. You're gonna leave here laughing, even if you're one whole life. Cause he used to go ho, 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 now he's only going ho, ho.
Uh-oh, where'd the other ho go?
I don't know. Santa's feeling mighty low. He used to do hidey ho, now he's only doing hidey.
Uh-oh, where'd the other ho go?
Don't know. Santa lost the ho, but I do know the good things in life.
So, once again, I will repeat that Cab Family Enterprises will be at the flea market, indoor flea market at Bergenfield High School, run by JC Promotions. And the following week, we will be at our home base, the Boys and Girls Club Sports and Collectibles Show in Garfield, New Jersey. So, let me take you out with our closing songs, which may involve a repeat or two, but what the heck. So first is the original closing song of the show, Radio Radio by Elvis. Hey.
Follow me.
Alice and Radio Radio. And so now let's play the closing song, because I gotta go and I gotta go heckle. 90 seconds left to reel on the live stream.
Got time to shoot the breeze, got no time to blow. Excuse me, mister, if you please, I gotta go. Born one morn on the day of the dead, in a bombed out bungalow. My mama kissed my cheek and said, I gotta go. I gotta go somewhere, I gotta go. Waste some time standing here, I gotta go. They put me in an orphanage west of Tupelo. I told them when I burnt that bridge, I gotta go. Stole a car, got a gun, robbed a hiding hole. I left Memphis on the run, I gotta go. I gotta go somewhere, I gotta go. Waste of time standing here, I gotta go. I turned that diamond deuce and smile. I gotta go. They tracked me down, took my tape. Brother, don't you know? I told them, boys, there's some mistake. I gotta go. I gotta go somewhere. I gotta go. Wasting time standing here. I gotta go. Cold steel up against my head. They turned the lights down low. In case you didn't hear, I said, I gotta go. These are your very last words, sir. Say them nice and slow. My last words on this planet were, I gotta go somewhere. I gotta go. Waste some time standing here. I gotta go. I gotta go somewhere. I gotta go. Gotta go.
You know what? I love that song so much. Let's play it one more time before I go.
Got time to shoot the breeze, got no time to blow. Excuse me, mister, if you please, I gotta go. Born one morn on the day of the dead, in a bombed out bungalow. My mama kissed my cheek and said, I gotta go. I gotta go somewhere, I gotta go. Waste some time standing here, I gotta go. They put me in an orphanage west of Tupelo. I told them when I burnt that bridge, I gotta go. Stole a car, got a gun, robbed a hiding hole. I left Memphis on the run, I gotta go. I gotta go somewhere, I gotta go. Waste of time standing here, I gotta go. stud, deuces wild, three kings in a row. I turn that diamond, deuces smile. I gotta go. They tracked me down, took my tape. Brother, don't you know? I told them, boys, there's some mistake. I gotta go. I gotta go somewhere. I gotta go. Wasting time standing here. I gotta go. Cold steel up against my head. They turned the lights down low. In case you didn't hear, I said, I gotta go. These are your very last words, sir. Say them nice and slow. My last words on this planet were, I gotta go somewhere. I gotta go. Wasting time standing here. I gotta go. I gotta go somewhere. I gotta go. Wasting time standing here. I gotta go.
Okay, and that's it for episode 100 of And Now for Something Completely Different, Cab Family Enterprises Show. Have a good week. Hopefully talk to you next week.